the other night, what was it, two nights ago, President Obama addressed the nation, and joining us to talk about that speech and what happened yesterday, I guess, with the continuation of the ISIS stories, Congressman Randy Neugebauer. Congressman, appreciate you giving us a call today.
Well, Chet, thanks for having me on this morning.
Let's talk about the speech first. You watched it. A lot of other folks watched it. What did you take away from the president's address to the nation just two nights ago?
Well, Chet, primarily I found it underwhelming. You know, I thought the president was going to come out and give the American people kind of a detailed plan and objective of, you know, how he was going to address this threat. But basically he came out and said, you know, this is what I've been doing. And I was extremely disappointed.
What is the president's plan exactly? Do we know? Because in his speech, he contradicted himself, I think, quite a few times, where we were going to roll back ISIS, and then we were going to degrade them, and then we were going to destroy ISIS, which each one of those terms has a different definition. So what is the plan exactly?
Well, I think that's the question, Chad. I don't know if the president actually has a plan or not. I think what I can gather from both the speech and the classified briefing I had yesterday is, you know, he's going to continue the bombing program, probably continuing some of the humanitarian relief program. The new thing that he wants to do is to begin to train some fighters to, you know, be interacting with ISIS in Syria. And then he's trying to maybe put some partners together, but there's not a lot of details out there of how successful, for example, he is at getting partners. And, you know, more importantly, he says that, you know, I think everybody understands you can't have success in doing whatever it is that he thinks he's going to do to ISIL if you don't have somebody that can come in then behind the bombing and secure and hold that area. And I think that was a part of the plan that the president, you know, wasn't, you know, very clear on.
So looking at this, and the president talks about a broad coalition of nine countries that have come around. And, you know, when President Bush talked about a broad coalition going to Iraq, that was more than 30 countries. Now we have a broad coalition of nine countries, and they all look to me like Arab countries. You know, one of our closest allies, the British, they're not participating in this. Can we really count on Arab nations to see this through?
Well, I think, Chad, that's a very good question. But I think it's an important, I will say this, I think it is important that the Arab nations get involved in this, because this is not just a threat to, you know, Western part of the world. This is a threat to the Middle East. And ISIL is killing Muslims. You know, by the way, ISIL is Islamic. I don't know what the president was thinking about when he made that comment, but that's a whole other conversation. But it is a little disappointing. I mean, I think, you know, we had the Prime Minister of Britain, you know, the other day saying ISIL is a threat, but yet, you know, they don't seem to be very engaged. And I think they're out trying to put this coalition together. It doesn't sound early on they're having a lot of success. And so I think that's going to be an important part of, you know, what this effort looks like moving forward.
We're visiting with Congressman Randy Neugebauer about President Obama's speech and the threat of ISIS, ISIL, the Islamic State. We have so many words to call them, so many different phrases to go by. Which one is the official one, by the way? Is it ISIL? Is it ISIS? Islamic State? Is there an official one that Congress has decided on?
I think most of the briefings we had yesterday and the discussions were ISIL, you know. But like you said, there's three or four different names out there. I think they keep renaming themselves.
Yeah, they do. They go through a rebranding process. I guess when you're that bad and you don't have a lot of good PR, you have to do that every now and then. Taking a look at the part of the president's supposed plan, which is arming Syrian rebels, everything that I have heard in the past about the moderate Syrian rebels is that, number one, that they had basically been defeated already by Al-Qaeda and ISIS, ISIL, and the more extremist rebels in that area. But then I've also heard that, from the president, by the way, that they're not well-trained anyway. They're a bunch of farmers, lawyers, bankers. They're not soldiers. So is it really a good idea to be arming these guys? And based on the history of the United States arming rebel groups in the Middle East, is that a smart idea too?
Chad, you know, that's something I'm struggling with myself. They say they can vet these people, and that they have a vetting process, and that it can be successful. You know, I want some more details on how that happens. And I've heard from other folks too that, you know, but because of the civil war going on in Syria, the question is what is victory in Syria? And then, you know, if we're pushing for a regime change, you know, what does that new regime look like? When you go back and look over the last few years where we've gotten involved in regime changes, it hasn't been all of that a positive of a result.
Right. I just, you know, looking at this whole plan, I'm not exactly sure where we're going, because I'm with you, and it sounded like you were erring on this side of what some generals have said in the past, which is, can we really win this thing? Can we really defeat ISIS, ISIL without ground troops? Personally, I don't see how that's possible. What about yourself?
Well, I think that's got to be a part of it, because any military person will tell you that, you know, air can provide you some space, you know, it can take out some of the logistics and stuff, but what we've done, and this is, I think, the most frustrating thing to me, that almost angers me at this president, is this. We've known about this, Chad, for a very long time. We all watched on TV back in the spring as they caravaned out of Syria across northern Iraq, and we didn't do anything. Now we've let them infiltrate into the country and into those communities. And it's, you know, you can't bomb those people out of those communities. The only way you're going to be able to extract them from some of the areas that they've taken over, you're going to have to go in and take them out. And I think the question that I have is, you know, who's going to do that? We spend a lot of money, you know, and resources training and trying to build up an Iraqi military. And the question is, can stand up a government? The president tells us now that this new government is going to be better, and that the military can be, there'll be more of a chain of command, and that things will be better. But if there's not somebody to hold and clear, I'm not sure how we're going to define success.
Visiting with Congressman Randy Neugebauer, and there have been reports, Congressman, that ISIL is targeting the border. That they want to sneak through the Texas-Mexican border. Are those legit reports? Because, you know, you'll hear one thing, and then the White House or the government will come out and say, no, that's not true, that's not actually happening. The president will say there's no specific threats. Well, I would think that if they are targeting the border, that would be a specific threat, at least of gaining entry into the United States. Do you have any extra information on that?
Chad, with the information that I have right now, I don't believe that ISIL is operating inside the United States. But let me, and it's a big but as long as our border is as porous as it is and not secure, there's always a threat, whether it's ISIL, it's Al-Qaeda, or some other of these hundreds of groups across the world. That's a threat to us. Because we don't know who and what is coming into our border, because our border is not secure. And so I'm always hesitant to say, no, it's not a threat, you know, because we don't know for sure, because our border is porous. And I think one of the things that the president keeps doing is kind of blowing off the fact that we don't have a secure border. And if he's the commander-in-chief and he's supposed to keep America secure, He needs to also be, you know, thinking about what's going on at our borders.
Do you believe the president needs to come to Congress and get approval?
You know, I think there's a lot of discussion about that yesterday, you know, of what kind of authorization of military force he's operating under. He says he's operating under the 2001, probably in the 2002. There was some discussion yesterday about doing a new AUMF to be very clear and not let this president have really broad spectrum of power here, to make sure that he's focused and we understand what the goal is, what the objective is, and that he stays within those guidelines. And so no firm decision was made last week about that, but I look for that to be additionally discussed, the first part of next week as well.
Visiting with Congressman Randy Neugebauer. Congressman, we have one question, caller on line to ask you a question, and then I've got one follow-up question, and then we'll let you go. I know you have a busy day today. To the phones we go real quick. Danny, you're on with Congressman Randy Neugebauer.
Good morning, Chad. Good morning, Congressman. I appreciate you taking my call. I'll try to make it as simple as I can. I read a story this morning that the Russian prime minister has apparently taken his focus away for a little while from Ukraine to, it's almost like he was issuing a threat to the U.S., basically saying, they will consider any airstrikes in Syria an act of aggression. He did actually follow up to say, as long as you do it without U.N. backing and without, coordinated effort from the legitimate Syrian government. And I didn't know if you had any ideas or comments on that.
And thanks for that question, and that's a very good question, and that's actually a question that yesterday in the classified briefing is, because ally of Syria has been Russia. And so I think that has got to be something that's got to be considered. I would hope that this administration in the military has worked that out among themselves, but it doesn't sound like they've worked that out with Russia. Whether that's just rhetoric on the behalf of Russia to cover themselves, or whether it would be serious, but several folks have brought that issue up, and I think it's an issue we need to be considering.
Congressman, last question before I let you go, and I know you have a busy day. You brought up earlier that we've known about ISIL for a long time now, that the president has known about this organization for a long time now. His opinion on airstrikes did not seem to change until new polling data came out. Is it your feeling that this president only started really caring about taking action when the new polling data came out, or do you think there was something that was told to him where he finally just understood the threat of ISIS?
I think a little bit of both, Chad. I think, they started slaughtering those people in Kurdistan, and the military's got to have been telling him all along. They've known about this. Our intelligence community's known about this. And what I guess it's kind of concerning, and I think it could be concerning to the American people, is if the people that we have charged with keeping America safe are telling our president that these people are threats, this is a problem, we need to address this, and that he has ignored that, that's very troubling to me. But this president's approval rating is an all-time low. He's got the November elections coming up, and he's got to be thinking about that. But he waited way too long, and now the number of options that we have are much more limited than they would have been, say, 6 months or a year ago, had we taken more aggressive action earlier.
Congressman, always appreciate your time.
Thank you, Chad. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you very much.
Oh, by the way,
yes.
Chad?
Yes.
Texas Tech.
All right. See, there you go. The official prediction. Congressman Randy Neugebauer takes Tech over Arkansas. You should make a bet with someone in Arkansas, like one of the congressmen in Arkansas. Do something like that. Congressman, thank you very much. Have a great weekend. We'll be right back.